Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, number 69. Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast, episode 69. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in, where else? Beautiful Los Angeles, California. This podcast is going to be about giving a presentation for a business meeting, for a conference, or for perhaps for a class in school. Let's get started. I don't normally get stage fright, but the thought of getting up in front of my colleagues to give a presentation always gives me butterflies. But I have no choice. My boss asked me to do it, so I will. I set up my projector and PowerPoint program on my laptop. Clearing my voice, I stood up and addressed the 10 people present at the meeting. I started off by saying, "Good afternoon. I want to thank you for inviting me to talk to you today." I had a clicker in my hand to advance the slides. Today, I'm going to talk to you about our new product, Provasic. Please feel free to ask questions as we go along, I said. I then flipped through the slides showing pictures of our product and concluded by summarizing the main points of my talk with bullet points. I finished by saying, "Thank you for your attention today. My contact information is on your handout." Whew! I was glad that was over. We talked today about giving a presentation at a business meeting, for example. I started by saying that I don't normally get stage fright. Stage fright, two words, is when you get scared or nervous when you have to stand up in front of other people and talk. A stage, you know, is a place where you have a play in a theater. And fright is another word for to be afraid. Stage fright, then, is to be afraid of the stage. But here we use it more generally to mean anytime you are nervous or anxious or scared about standing up and talking to a group of people. I said that I had to get up in front of or stand up in front of my colleagues. My colleagues, a noun, refers to the people that I work with or that are in the same profession as I am, the same job type as I am. These are my colleagues. I said that when I have to get up in front to give a presentation, I always get butterflies, or it gives me butterflies. A butterfly is an insect that has beautiful wings. It's small, and some people try to catch butterflies with a big net. A butterfly comes originally from a cocoon, and then it is sort of born out of a little cocoon or little shell. Well, when we say I have butterflies in my stomach, We mean that I feel my stomach feels a little bit nauseated. That is, I don't feel very well. My stomach isn't feeling very well because I am nervous, because I am scared of something. Usually, when you have to give a presentation, people get nervous and sometimes they get butterflies in their stomach. It's the expression we use to say that you're starting to feel a little sick because you are so nervous. I set up my projector, or I got my projector ready for my PowerPoint program. A projector is a machine with a lens that shows the picture on a larger screen. You can have a movie projector, a projector in a movie theater. You can have a projector at a meeting with connected to your computer. It shows something up on a big screen, a place where you watch a movie or look at pictures. PowerPoint, you probably know, is a Microsoft software that is used for giving presentations. I said I started my presentation by clearing my voice. To clear your voice means to go like this, meaning you clear it so that you can speak more clearly. So to clear your voice means to do what I just did so that your voice sounds better. I said that I stood up and I addressed the 10 people present at the meeting. To address means to talk to a group of people. I said there were 10 people present, meaning 10 people who were there physically at the meeting. That word present means a gift, but it can also mean to be somewhere, to actually be physically in a place. There were 30 students present at the in the classroom. That's the meaning of present here. I started off by saying, "Good afternoon. I want to thank you for inviting me to talk to you today." To start off means to begin, you probably know. The expression, "I want to thank you for inviting me," is a common way of starting a presentation. If you were, in fact, invited to give a presentation, you start often by thanking people. I want to thank you for inviting me today. I then said that I had a clicker in my hand to advance the slides. When you're giving a presentation, like a PowerPoint presentation, a clicker is a little device, usually small, that smaller than your hand, that has buttons on it so you can go forward or backward in terms of the pictures or the slides that you are showing. In a PowerPoint presentation, we call each screen or each picture, if you will, a slide. Well, you can advance the slides, meaning go forward from 1 to 2 to 3. You can also go back in your slides to go backwards, 3, 2, 1. A clicker allows you to go back or forward. It's usually like a remote control, really. A remote control is a clicker. I began my talk by saying, "Today I'm going to talk to you about our new product." Very common way of starting a presentation after you thank people for their attention, for inviting you, is to tell them what you're going to talk about. Today I am going to talk to you about my new product, whatever it is. I also use the expression, "Please feel free to ask questions. That is a very polite way of telling someone that it's okay for them to ask questions, to feel free when someone says, please feel free to call me. That means it's okay for you to call me. I don't mind. I flipped through the slides showing pictures of my product. To flip through means to go through, usually to go through more or less quickly. You can flip through slides. We more normally, commonly rather, talk about flipping through a book or flipping through a magazine. Means you turn the pages very quickly just to get an idea about what is in the magazine or the book. I said that I concluded by summarizing the main points of my talk with bullet points. The point of something is the main idea of something. So when you say the main points, you mean the main ideas of your talk. Bullet points, you probably know, bullet points is when on a piece of, on a computer, on a word processing document or on a slide in PowerPoint, you have little dots, little usually black dots, and these dots are indented, meaning they're moved in a little bit from the edge of the page, and they're used to list things. So a bullet point is something that uses that format on a page. I ended my presentation by saying, thank you for your attention today. My contact information is on your handout. Again, a very common way of ending a presentation is to thank people for their attention. This means you are thanking them for paying attention to you, for listening to you, for not falling asleep. My students usually don't pay attention to me. They are sleeping or listening to their iPods or text messaging their friends and so forth. But you want to thank people for paying attention. Thank you for your attention today. It means the same. My contact information is my name, my address, my telephone number, how you can contact or get in touch with me. I said that I put my contact information on a handout. That's one word, H-A-N-D-O-U-T, is a noun which means a piece of paper that you give at a presentation or in a class that has information about your presentation on it. You can have handouts at a conference or at any sort of presentation. I ended by saying, I'm glad that was over. The that little sound that I made is spelled W-H-E-W, and it's an exclamation, if you will. It's a sound that we make in English to express relief. I'm so glad this day is over. That's how I make the sound. Other native speakers may make it differently. But when you see it in a book or see it in writing, it's spelled W-H-E-W. Now let's listen to the story again, this time at a native rate of speech. I don't normally get stage fright, but the thought of getting up in front of my colleagues to give a presentation always gives me butterflies. But I have no choice. My boss asked me to do it, so I will. I set up my projector and PowerPoint program on my laptop. Clearing my voice, I stood up and addressed the 10 people present at the meeting. I started off by saying, "Good afternoon. I want to thank you for inviting me to talk to you today." I had a clicker in my hand to advance the slides. Today I'm going to talk to you about our new product, ProVasic. Please feel free to ask questions as we go along, I said. I then flipped through the slides showing pictures of our product and concluded by summarizing the main points of my talk with bullet points. I finished by saying, "Thank you for your attention today. My contact information is on your handout." Whew. I was glad that was over. I'm not glad our podcast is over, but it is over. Thank you for paying attention. Thank you for your attention today. Be sure to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. We also would love to hear from you. Email us at eslpod@eslpod.com. Tell us who you are and where you're listening from. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.